Well, when I look at the economic opportunities in front of the communities and in the region, Ketchikan is uniquely positioned to facilitate some of the offshore needs of the oil industry coming in the Chukchi. In that, you know, we've got ice-free ports, we've got docks, shipyard, we've got great schools for the kids of the workforce, and we have a really good lifestyle. You look at the where we're sitting here with communications, and across the street's a really nice library, a new pool. You look at the quality of life in Ketchikan, shorefront, ice-free, welcoming the industry for maintenance and refurbishing, and compare that to the other communities along the coast, Ketchikan's positioned very well. We also have a potential of one or two mines opening up when the commodity prices turn around. So you take, you know, those type of opportunities that are sitting here, not counting what's going on today with the, you know, with the economic activity, but just brand new activity coming in the community, and compare that with Juneau, and no disrespect to Juneau, but I see Juneau actually shrinking. Downward pressure on their real estate market, maybe not as much as when the pulp mill shut down here, but significant pressure coming with the reductions in the budget, state budget coming because it's so dominated by government. My guess is a decade from now, the populations will probably be about 50% closer. In other words, their population I'd expect to come down and Ketchikan's to grow.
And I imagine given the state of the state and its budget, it sounds as though you're saying private industry is what's really going to drive the economy.
Private industry is going to drive the economy. It won't be driven by the state because we're unable to fix our financial position anytime soon. And once we repair the inability to make payroll, which is where we're at right now, I don't see us in the ability to increase our cash position to use the state as a much of an economic driver. But we'll still, during that time frame, we'll still have ADA, which is a arm of the state that will help with economic development. And so it's not like we'll be totally shut off from a state perspective, but it'll be nothing like the last decade at all.